Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, let's get to the aforementioned, our Cleveland Sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
You tell me.
Well, Daryl, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I went into a different zone. Usually, the Browns upset me on Sundays. They practically ruined my entire Sunday. I had just no joy. I was angry. I was upset. And then I was angry again, upset again. I was going through a constant cycle. It was a bad week. It's a bad week to start on a Sunday.
I was going to say, that's kind of your fault, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're not wrong. I gave too much belief. I gave too much hope. It usually doesn't. Like, when they play the Patriots and they play the Ravens this week, I'll probably just sit there and be like, yeah, this is the expected result. I expected them to lose. They can't hurt me. This week, I allowed myself to have belief that the Jets were just that bad.
Yeah, now you just got to sit and take your medicine.
Yeah, this is basically what it now come down to. Daryl, obviously, Sunday was a concoction of just terrible football play. What starts this week looks like a concoction of just non-accountability to me. I mean, from Bubba Ventrone in the special teams to Dylan Gabriel immediately being named the starter. You can go as far as, you know, if people want to, Kevin Stefanski having a job, because that's absolutely a loss that you could warrant a firing over. I mean, has this week made it even more clear just how big of a problem accountability is with this team?
Yeah, and that's why I asked Kevin Stefanski about it today, because it doesn't seem to matter, right? Dylan Gabriel is unwatchable. The video montages of him that are circulating social media are just downright laughable. They're embarrassing. He's that bad. They're sticking with him. You know, Brown special teams has been as bad as it gets. Bubba Ventrone still employed. Cam Thomas cost him a game Sunday. Still a Cleveland Brown. So, yeah, there is no accountability with this football team. I don't care what Kevin Stefanski says, with all due respect. There's no accountability. Winning doesn't matter to them. It matters to the players, I think, but I don't think it really matters to the organization. They don't really seem to be all that concerned the fact that they are one of the worst teams in the NFL at 2-7. Again, because, you know, we're so used to seeing them 2-7 at this point in the season, because it pretty much happens on a regular basis.
Daryl, his answer when you asked Kevin the question, it did make me scratch my head, because we always talk about this business as being a what have you done for me lately, cutthroat, you know, whatever cliche you can throw out there where, hey, you don't do your job, chances are you don't have a job. And it feels like that doesn't go down. And Kevin talks about accountability behind closed doors. I guess I just don't really know what that means. Like, it's not like it's Pee Wee football where you're making guys run snakes and suicides. Like, what does accountability behind closed doors even mean?
Well, and that's what I was trying to get him to, you know, answer today. And he, like just about any other question he's asked, he's really disinclined and disinterested in answering it. So here we are.
It's just about bad. And Daryl Ryder with this year. Daryl, you talked about, obviously, Dylan Gabriel's play there. I guess I also don't understand the fear right now of playing Shador Sanders. Like, either Shador stinks and it's all the same, he's better, or even if somehow he's worse, it just feels like the results are the same right now. Like, you're still going out there and losing football games. And trying to rationalize what ounce of faith and what are they actually holding on to that gets better with Dylan Gabriel inside the season?
Yeah, I don't know, but I kind of wish Jameis Winston was still here. He at least would sing to us during press conferences.
That was something today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least it'd be entertaining. I think that the biggest problem the Browns have, and there are many, they're not even entertaining. They're not fun to watch. This offense is painful. I would rather watch paint dry than watch Dylan Gabriel play quarterback for this football team right now. He's that bad. Now, I realize there's probably been a couple, you know, DTR comes to mind, but there's probably been a couple guys come through here worse than him. But again, the montages are they're comical. Like you got satirists making Elf on the Shelf jokes about Dylan Gabriel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't with it, and I also can't bring myself to get all that upset by it, right? Because they are what they are, and they don't really seem to care. They don't seem to need. Feel the need to explain themselves. We haven't heard from the GM since training camp, and he's the one that built this mess. No account, and that's the other thing. There's no accountability even with the through the media. So why would you expect there be accountability within the locker room? You know, they had this players only meeting, I guess, a couple weeks ago. Well, a lot of good that did.
That did much.
Yeah. So. Whatever. It is what it is. You know, we'll see Gabriel embarrass himself again Sunday against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's going to light it up again, assuming he's healthy and able to play, and it's just going to be what it is.
I mean, Daryl, you talk about the entertainment. Do you think Shador Sanders would fix a part of that aspect to make this offense in any way entertaining?
Yeah, people would actually care, right? I mean, let's be honest about it. That's like the driving force behind a lot of people saying, hey, move on to Shador. But here's the thing you got to understand. Like, if Dylan Gabriel is light years ahead of Shador Sanders, then how bad is Shador?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, hey, Daryl, right? I guess that's the problem, right? Is like, how do I go out there and watch every single Sunday and actually take that as truth?
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the message they're signaling to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, Dylan Gabriel gives us the best chance to win. Oh, okay. If that gives you the best chance to win, then what kind of a train wreck is Shador Sanders going to be if you play him? Now, I suspect it will be a train wreck when they do play Shador Sanders, because look at the supporting cast, right? The supporting cast is terrible, and I guess that's something you could say in Dylan's favor is, okay, well, what do you expect him to do with what he's given to work with? But then again, you can't complete basic five-yard passes. Like, that's my thing. You can't complete the basics. Oh, but he threw two touchdowns. Well, one of them was so far underthrown that Jerry Jeudy had to come back for the ball. Okay, and it was just lucky he beat the cornerback to the spot to get there for it. So that was more a Jerry Jeudy touchdown than a Dylan Gabriel touchdown. So, I mean, look, the offense is a train wreck. That side of the football is devoid of impact talent, mostly. And, going to have to wait until 2026, and hopefully if Andrew Berry's still the GM, he actually knows how to draft a wide receiver that's worth anything. You have to hope he can draft some offensive linemen. Again, weak spots of his. And the quarterback, another weak spot for him. So it's great you have a GM that not good at drafting receivers, not good at drafting linemen, not good at drafting quarterbacks. I can't wait to see what Andrew Berry's going to do with all these assets next year.
Yeah, definitely some scare there. Daryl, you mentioned Jerry Jeudy. Obviously, this week was, you know, more Jerry involvement in the offense. The change of Tommy Rees did at least get that done. As you look at things, just with Tommy Rees calling plays and Jerry being more involved, are there things there that you see that make this offense better than it was with Kevin calling the plays?
Well, they took shots down the field. So, yeah. I mean, that was, for me, the difference is that Dylan Gabriel actually threw the football more than 5 yards in the air multiple times. Not with a lot of success, but...
Yeah, definitely. Daryl, let's take a look at this week. Obviously, going up against the Ravens, I mean, I'll just ask you straight up, is there an ounce of belief in this game that the Browns can even come out and win it?
Not for me. No, I mean, unless Lamar Jackson is unable to play. Then that, to me, changes everything. Also, apologies to the nation in advance that this is in the 425 national window.
It's a really, really weird game to stick. I mean, I get it's AFC North, and they think, you know, anything happened in AFC North football. Weird game played on the East Coast to put in the 4 o'clock window.
Yeah. They should have flexed it out to Sunday at 1 so we could all get home in time to watch the good football at the in 4 o'clock and Sunday night football windows.
Yeah, it would have been real nice of them. Hey, Daryl, beyond that, so we look at, obviously, this week is tough against the Ravens. You do have games against the Raiders. You have game against the Titans. When we look at those games, is a loss this week to the Jets team that we were deeming so bad, is it hard to even imagine wins in those after this week?
Yes, 100%. They just lost to the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay, who traded their two top defensive players, right? They raised the white flag not only this season, but next season and the season to follow, right? They are the 2014 to 2017 Cleveland Browns, right? Asset acquisition mode galore. And they lost to that team. So, no, there is no game the rest of the way in which the Cleveland Browns should be favored to win. They're not favored to win Sunday, and they should not be favored to win the rest of the way. Now, that's not to say that they don't have a win or two in them, because I still think they can win five games. I don't know how, but I still think they can win five games. But I don't know how they're getting there.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit of a struggle at this point, Daryl. If we're looking through evaluation-wise, do you see, obviously, like, I know that you've expressed, Daryl, that you feel like, you know, Andrew Berry's here probably after the year and there hasn't been much of a push that has given us another thing. Is there a result to the end of the season that you think changes that?
The only thing I think changes it has nothing to do with what takes place on the field. It's everything that happens behind the scenes. That's the only way I see it changing. If there are problems behind the scenes, yes, I could see changes being made. But if everything's kumbaya behind the scenes, I don't think it matters what happens on the field. I think both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are coming back.
Sure feels that way. Daryl, we got to run. I always appreciate you setting aside the time. Even though it feels like all hopes and dreams are, you know, any belief of them were squashed this week, I still appreciate you.
Well, good news is I'm getting text messages from my friends. Tickets are going for like $6 for Sunday's game if you are interested in attending.
Well, there you go. If anybody wants to get in for cheaper than a hot dog.
You know what the big shame that has happened in sports now? You don't get paper tickets anymore. And I miss the days of driving down to the lakefront and seeing them taped to telephone poles.
That would be, yeah, I could miss that too. Daryl, we got to go, but I appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter there, courtesy of Scheibe & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Again, Dan Lobby joining us at 9:20. Get a Grips coming your way in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.